This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، كلمة قامت عليها الأرض والسماوات وفطر الله عليها البشرية، وهي أساس الفرض والسنة، ومن كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. فاللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك أن تجعل آخر كلامنا في الدنيا لا إله إلا الله. اللهم أحنا على لا إله إلا الله، وأمتنا على لا إله إلا الله، وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله، وأدخلنا الجنة ونحن نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومعلمنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا يوم العرض على الله سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه، وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، اللهم بلغنا رمضان، اللهم بلغنا رمضان، اللهم اجعلنا من المقبولين في شهر رمضان، اللهم اجعلنا من المقبولين في ليلة القدر يا رب العالمين، اللهم آمين. Dear brothers and sisters, so when you sleep and someone wakes you up, the first thing, the first sense that comes to you is hassat al-sam'a. Hassat al-sam'a, the sense of hearing. So you're sleeping, someone calls your name, you hear them. And then hassat al-basar, and then the eyes or the sight. You start to open your eyes. So you heard someone and then started seeing them. That's why in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala usually uses the sam'a, in the sam'a wal-abasar. As-sam'a wal-abasar, the hearing before the eyesight. So nowadays, a lot of us have been asleep for a while spiritually, right? And then all of a sudden, we started hearing the word Ramadan, okay? Started hearing the word Ramadan. People making dua, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Some other people, they're talking about their plans for Ramadan. Some other qaris, they recite Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. And you feel like, what is going on? Like, especially, you know, days, they really fly nowadays, subhanAllah, and it's one of the signs of the judgment. So now it's a time, brothers and sisters, that you and I, you know, wake up, right? We heard. Now we heard that people started to talk about Ramadan, all right? So now it's we should open our eyes and start to realizing that the best month of the year, it's coming actually in a few days from now. Right? In a few days, the month of Ramadan will start. You already probably got the Taraweeh schedule and everything. Right? So it happens really fast. So unless we start opening our eyes, we're going to miss an opportunity, which is the month of Ramadan. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Jibreel alayhi salam came to him, he made three du'as, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Then the Sahaba kiram, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah, we heard you saying Ameen three times. So what was going on? We didn't hear dua, obviously, but we heard you saying Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. And one of them, you may have heard the hadith before, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Jibreel came to me and he said, may the one who witnesses the month of Ramadan yet does not get their sins forgiven fail and be amongst the losers. So I said, Ameen. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you an opportunity to witness the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan means that it's you can get your sins forgiven. You can change a lot of habits. You can improve yourself, right? Because you always want to constantly, you know, struggling with your nafs, you want to improve yourself. You do not like, for the most part, the way you behave. You don't like that, for the most part, we don't like, for the most part, the way our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you an opportunity and he's making it very easy for you to lead your nafs. Because you know, that's what Ramadan does to us, right? Ramadan helps us to take the leadership of our nafs and our souls, all right? Before Ramadan, it's usually our nafs leading us, okay? Our desires. That's why a lot of people find it to be very difficult to control their desires, and they constantly think that they're weak, you know, in front of their desires. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, I get it, I understand, I created you. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. We know there's a lot of fitna, we know there are a lot of the dunya, there's so much distraction. So I'm giving you yet another opportunity to connect. Another opportunity to connect. I will help you in many different ways. What is the first way? And I'll have to pause here because actually multiple brothers are using the phone while the imam is talking. May Allah bless you. You left your work, you left your school, your family, and you came here for a reason because you want to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You could have been somewhere else now, but Allah has brought you here for a reason, right? When you come here and the imam is talking, any imam, it doesn't have to be Imam Salah, any imam, the imam is giving the khutbah, you're using the phone, even if you're not talking, right? Your salah is invalid. Can you imagine? You drove your car, you struggle with the parking lot, right? And then when you go out, you're going to struggle again with the parking lot, yeah? And then on the Day of Judgment, it's not written in your document, in your record. Yeah, Allah, no. On February 21st, the imam was in the masjid, and even I know what he was talking about. He was talking about Ramadan. Okay, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you were not there, you were in your phone checking the stock shares and all of that. All right, and as I always say, that you sitting here for a few minutes, I promise that the stock market not going to change. You know, nothing is going to happen in the world because we're just here. The world is going to continue. Even after we die, everything will happen. People will wake up, people will go to work, people will take, you know, buses, drive the cars. Nothing will happen when I go, nothing will happen when you go. So now it's an opportunity for you just to put the phone away, inshallah, and connect and hear something that will benefit you on the Day of Judgment. May Allah bless you, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it easy for you to connect with Him in Ramadan and take the leadership upon your nafs, okay? And the psychology of your nafs through multiple things. Number one, He said, one of your enemies is shaitan. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا. What I'm going to do is, I am going to lock down shaitan. I will remove the abilities that I have given to shaitan. Allah has given shaitan certain abilities. Why would Allah do that? Why would Allah make it difficult for us? It's our test. Okay? He created us and He told us you would be tested. One of the tests that I will be given certain capabilities to shaitan over you. But at the same time, because I am the most merciful, I will also give you like the tools to fight shaitan. But you know what? because ana akram al-akramin, I am the most generous. In Ramadan, I am going to take the capabilities of shaitan completely away. All right? So now it's you and your nafs. Okay? So I will help you there. Now, what is the second one? Everyone in the community is going to help you also. Because everyone will be doing the same thing. Everyone, outside Ramadan, we struggle to pray to rak'ah tahajjud qiyam. But in Ramadan, Allah brings you to the masjid happily every night to pray and to listen to Quran. The whole community is fasting. Everyone is enjoying Ramadan. Many lectures about Ramadan. So the environment there is to help you. Aside from Ramadan, it's difficult by yourself. If you want to fast tomorrow, all right, or you want to fast Monday, most likely you're going to be by yourself. Nobody was with you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, because I know that you need to reconnect and you need to improve and to get better and ultimately to get Jannat al-Firdaus. May Allah make us, Ya Rabbi, from the people of Jannat al-Firdaus. I am going to make it easy for you. Shaitan is not there and the community is also supporting you. Now it's time to connect with the divine. Connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Connect with the Quran. But ya Shaykh, we still make the ma'asiyah and sins of Ramadan. You know, we feel like shaitan is there. No, shaitan is not there. Now that's your nafs now. Okay? Do you see that fan? Subhanallah, if you were to turn this fan off right now, it's not going to stop right away. Okay? It will still spin for a little bit. Slowly, slowly, it will stop. So if you're not preparing yourself for the month of Ramadan, we will be just like this fan. It will continue spinning, the same habit, the same ma'asiyah, all right, until Allahu A'lam, the end of Ramadan, okay? Because that is basically, it becomes a habit. The ma'asiyah and the sin, all right, it becomes a habit. And that is the psychology of sin, right? Starts as khatira, it's a thought, something that just comes to my mind. Like, flash, in a second, I'm thinking of doing something haram. If you don't stop it, Imam Ibn Qayyim says, it will turn into khatira, it will turn into an idea. So the thought will turn into an idea. So you're actually spending more time thinking about it. Okay? If you don't stop the idea, it will turn into a desire. Now the desire, your nafs and your desires, they're going to react. If you don't stop the desire, it will turn into an action. All right? And if you do not stop the action, it will turn into a habit. And when it comes to a habit, it becomes difficult to change it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you something very important. Ramadan is 30 days. And psychologically speaking, science tells you that it takes 21 to 30 days to change a habit, all right? And the best way to change a habit is to find an alternative. There is absolutely no way on earth that you can stop being addicted to social media by just removing the apps. You know, khalas, from now on, I'm not going to use Facebook. I'm out, guys. And you actually tell people that I'm not going to come. That's in the morning. And in the late night, people will see post from you again. All right? Why? Because you deleted the app, you deactivated the account, you deleted the app, yeah? You deleted the app, but you did not think of any alternative. Guess what? When you are by yourself, you're going to download the app again, you're going to activate the account. Guys, I'm back. I missed you so much. It's been a while. You know? So if you want to change the habit, you need an alternative. All right? You need an alternative. It's not, but by not, you need to occupy the time. You have to be doing something to stop this bad habit. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you and I the opportunity in the month of Ramadan to change our habits, to build a habit, all right? Try it. If you do not consume sugar, and that's again, it's science here. If you do not consume sugar for 21 days, I promise after 21 days, you are not going to be able to taste any sugar thing. You'll feel like that is too much. And people are like, no, I just put like, it's like just 10 spoons, no? Just a little bit. What do you mean it's too much? But because now you're building another habit. So Allah has given us Ramadan to build many, to change many habits. I did not come to the masjid before. How about this? Come to the masjid and the community is supporting you. I'm not able to quit smoking. How about this? Allah has given you, you know, I'm giving you the opportunity to quit smoking from Fajr till Maghrib. What if you push it a little bit more after Maghrib, and then inshallah by the end of the month, you're not even going to be able to smell the smoke. I promise. And ask anyone who quit smoking. All right? Same thing for hookah, something for vape, whatever it may be. Still my fatwa, I will be always blunt and open about it. It is haram to consume, the nicotine, all of these things. It is haram. It's not even makruh. That is my fatwa, and I have so many evidences for that. All right. So Ramadan is here to help us build healthy habits, to be connected to the masjid, to be more healthy, actually, not to eat more in Ramadan. All right. Many people now talk about what? They talk about the intermittent fasting. And all of a sudden we started, mashallah, reflecting upon Siyam. Look at how beautiful our deen is. Our iman is increasing. All right. Because we heard the doctors and the science say that intermittent fasting help us. But what if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has been telling us from before, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not hear anything about in the intermittent fasting, but they believed. And that's the difference between them and us. That's the difference between these people, as-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon. They believed. But for us, I need to know what science says, what doctors say, right? Yeah? In order for me to believe, so our iman is naqis. It's not complete iman because of that. The iman should be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something, sami'na wa ata'na. If I have, you know, if I see research or something that really, prove this, idea or this thing, it's alhamdulillah, khayr. Otherwise, I still believe that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks me to fast from Fajr till Maghrib, it's the best thing for me. Allah doesn't want to torture you, all right? Allah is not torturing you by telling you, do not eat or do not drink. Allah is not going to get anything out of this. لَا يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. Allah is not going to benefit. But at the same time, He's not torturing you. Don't take Siyam as torture. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted you to lead your nafs. Okay? Because if you do not lead your nafs will lead you. Okay? If لم تشغل نفسك بالحق شغلتك هي بالباطل. If you do not keep yourself busy with something good, your nafs will keep you busy with something bad. Period. That's why we tell our youngsters, don't waste your time. Don't have free time. Keep your kids busy. Always. Keep them busy. All right? Keep them busy. Do not let them sit idle doing nothing. All right? That's the worst thing. Because your nafs, what's the alternative? The alternative is you have more time. You have free time. That free time needs to be occupied. Occupied in halal, do something halal. Otherwise, you will definitely do something haram. Allah created us this way. So Ramadan is here to give us this control, brothers and sisters. Do not spoil your nafs. I'll conclude with this. Do not spoil your nafs. Your baby, if you give your baby and your child everything they ask for, guess what? They're going to turn it into, spoiled brats. I want this. Oh, no, you're not going to get this time? They start crying, start hating you. But I've gotten you a lot of things. I need more. That's why they said, do not baby the baby. Sometimes we learn as parents that we should say no to our kids sometimes. If you constantly, following your desire and your nafs, every single time you are by yourself, you commit a ma'asiyah. Every single time people don't see you, you make the same mistake again. All right? Guess what? Your nafs is taking control right now. All right? You don't have the lead. Your nafs has the lead. So Ramadan teaches you that, no, you have the power to lead your nafs. Not the opposite. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, we ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to make it a Ramadan, blessed Ramadan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open up our hearts so we can connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can connect to the Quran, so that we can connect to salawat and salatul taraweeh, so that we can connect with one another and love one another and be kind to one another. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to witness so many Ramadans. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our amal during the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the control over our nafs and our shaitan. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ameen. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. هي للسلاة هي للفلاة. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واستووا واعتدلوا يرحمنا وإياكم الله شافي صلاتكم صلوا صلاة ودع استووا الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إخواني, as you walk out, inshallah, Brother Sharif will be in the back. We're still, inshallah, accepting requests for Hajj. We're taking a group from the masjid, inshallah. There will be another phase. Hope inshallah Rabbil Alameen, if you apply right now, you should be able to get inshallah Rabbil Alameen. So check it out outside the table with Brother Sharif for Hajj 2025. We have Dua al-Maghfirah for Dr. Muhammad Hamid al-Rahman and the Brother Humayun Kabir Himo. They passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them maghfirah. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum. Allahumma aj'alhum min ahli al-jannah. Allahumma aj'alhum min ahli al-jannah. Allahumma ajma'na bihim fil jannati ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma aghfir li mawtana wa mawta al-muslimin. Warham mawtana wa mawta al-muslimin. Wajma'na bihim ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma ameen.